had the better hold on. Hold on to what you got. You had the better hold on. Hold on to what you got. Someone will have it before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Listen, fellas, you know it's not all the time that a man can have a good woman, a woman that he can call his very own, a woman who will stay right there at home and mind the children while he's going to work, a woman who'll have his dinner cooked when he comes home. But where some men make mistakes is when they go out and stay because they feel that no other man wants his woman but him. But listen, if you think no other man wants her, just throw her away. Some man will have her before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, they will. Yes, he will. Listen, girls, this goes for you too. Because you know I've seen so many women who've had so many good men in life. Men who would stand by them through thick and thin. Men who would go to work every day and bring home their hard-earned pay. Men who would give their women anything that their little heart desired. Where some women make mistakes is when their men go out and let them play, they would stay because they felt that no other woman wanted him but her. Listen, if you think that no other woman wants him, just pitch him out in the streets. And you will see some woman will have your man before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, she will. Yes, she will.
All right, welcome to Orphan Radio number 79. This is Matt.
And Benji.
Whoop, how you doing?
Whoop, whoop. I'm doing great. How about you?
Pretty good. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're in Kansas City, Missouri. I heard it's snowing there.
It was. I don't know about right now. I haven't looked outside for a bit. But how's it out there in the Queen City?
It was 60 and sunny today.
Damn. Oh, it was nasty and cold today.
You got to come down here for a visit.
I know. I need to do that soon.
Yeah. Have you ever been to North Carolina before at all?
I have not.
Hmm. Well, we'll change that in the spring.
I got all y'all's tapes.
Hey, I got all y'all's tapes. What was the other one you always say?
Y'all rock.
Hey, y'all rock. We started the show off with Joe Tex, Hold What You've Got. That's a good one.
Yep, for sure.
What's been going on there? You pinned any shows coming up, anything like that? Anything fun?
Not really crazy anything. Can't really think of anything off the top of my head that
I
went to.
Hey, I heard ABBA's doing a reunion. Is it just one show or is it a tour?
It's a show.
Oh, it's just one thing.
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe they'll expand it and do a couple North American shows.
I don't know how that would be, to be honest with you.
Why not?
Well, I mean, they haven't played together or, you know, been a band since, you know, 30...
Hey, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if they can do it, look at Axl. I mean, no, I just don't know. I mean, I don't know what that would sound like or what that would be like, but it'll be interesting to follow its progression.
Did you go see Guns N' Roses at Arrowhead Stadium back in
92
with
no.
Metallica and Body Count?
I've never seen them.
But you did see Body Count.
I saw them at the Outhouse.
Yeah, tell that story real quick.
Body Count's in the Outhouse. It was a November. I believe it was sometime in November of 93-ish. I think it was 93. And motherfucking Body Count played at the Outhouse. And when we got there, there was a tour bus parked in the ice mud mm-hmm. of the parking lot. It was before they put rocks down. Or at least there hadn't been any time recently.
Tell so us what the Outhouse was real quick.
The Outhouse was a little facility out in the middle of a cornfield, literally 5 miles, whatever direction that is from Lawrence, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And punk bands would play there. And it was basically just a small structure that, you know, I don't remember what the capacity was, a couple hundred maybe. I can't imagine the size in my head right now, but it was a pretty small place. And it was kind of legendary because of all the people that played there over the years
right.
from like 1985 all the way up to like 95 or 97.
Like Black Flag, Descendants.
I mean, everyone. Green Day. Bad Brain, Social Distortion, White Zombie to like Crazy Times. And like, yeah, there just tons of really, really memorable shows. And I saw a ton of stuff there. But anyways, I saw Body Count there in 93. And I'll never forget walking in the door. And there's Ice-T chilling behind the soundboard with a Kangol hat and some Nike Cortez just kicking it right there at the Outhouse.
Did you talk to him?
No, I might have said something. I can't remember exactly what. I don't, you know, it was a long time ago, and I can't remember, like, if I know I didn't really talk to him, but we were hanging out around where he was because we were just trying to jock him a little bit because, you know, it was Ice-T. But yeah. Then he came out a little bit later when they played. He came out with no shirt on. His hair was down, frizzled out, and he stage dove right away. And then when he got back on the stage, started doing the Body Count's in the Outhouse. Body Count's in the Outhouse. It was pretty amazing.
That's cool.
Man, that's the longest intro we've done.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's get going then.
We're
wasting time here. Why don't you go ahead and start the first set off?
Well, speaking of Body Count and heavy metal and stuff like that, we're going to start the next set off with a She and Him song. It's called Together.
All right.
Yes, we together, and we all go at it alone. Yes, we all go through it together, but we all go at it alone. Yes, we all go through it together, and we all go at it alone. Yes, we all go through it together, and we all go at it alone. Yes, we all go through it together, and we all go at it alone. Yes, we all go through it together.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right, welcome back. Orphan Radio number 79.
Yeah.
Matt and Benji. We started that set there off with a real banger, She and Him Together.
Yeah, that was heavy. And then that's off of... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say that's off of their third album, Volume 3.
All right, and then Don't Take the Stars by the Mystics from 1959.
That's some good stuff. And then we ended that one there with The Cookies, I Never Dreamed.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
How's your Laserdisc collection?
It's okay. I haven't really found anything lately because I don't like to pay more than a dollar for them.
Yeah.
But hey, it's pretty good.
My last guest on here was our friend Parker, and he told the story of the light bulb that he sent you. How excited were you to receive that?
Oh, man, I was very excited. I wasn't expecting that. He had told me he was going to give me this really awesome T-shirt for their album Face the Music, and they did a North American tour. And on the back of it, it's new, old stock. It's never been worn. And it says on the back, North American Tour 1976. Anyway, so he told me he was going to send me that just as a gift because he's just the raddest dude in the world.
Besides me.
So, right, of course. But so I got that. And then in the same box, he had sent me this the light bulb. It's a blow-up light bulb, probably, I don't know.
ELO for the listeners.
Yeah, it's an ELO promotional item that apparently there were 100 of them made. I think around, I don't know what year for sure, if it's the first album in 73, but... anyways, and apparently John Lennon and Harry Nilsson each got one as well.
So it's Harry Nilsson, Benji King,
and John Lennon.
John Lennon, okay.
In no particular order.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
So
he is a good man.
All right.
Well, all right, let's move on, and we're going to play a song now from a band that our friend Ryan Largo is going to love. They're called Crown Court. They're from London. The song's called 22. You ready?
Let's do it.
Good old mate, my good friend 22. Oh, oh, oh.
Matt and Benji. Started that one off with Crown Court 22. Don't you think Ryan Largo is going to be their new biggest fan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's his kind of band. They're totally good. Their whole latest album is called Capital Offense, and it's really good.
All right, and then we followed that up with our friend Josh Berwanger.
Yeah.
Off of his new album, Exorcism Rock, the song was Slutty Skin.
Yeah, that album.
I love that record, dude.
I do too. I'm with you.
It's good, man. It's probably my favorite thing he's done.
I agree, totally. Out of all the stuff, and he's been putting out records in different bands for 15 years now.
For many years.
Many, many years. But yeah, I love his new album too.
Yeah.
And then I followed it up there with Steve Adamick Band, Unglued, and Josh, who we were just talking about, played a show with him in New York about a month ago and said it was really cool. And I'm a
That's your go-to band.
Yeah, I like them a lot. They're from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Man, that one was hard to get out.
Huh.
I got some problems. All right, let's move along. What are you in the mood for?
Let's start the next set off with Jason Lytle, Get Up and Go.
Start, you're the girl I'm dreaming of. Oh, can you see? love to you, love and kisses too. You'd be mine alone. Can we be sweethearts? Don't you know the way I feel? Don't break my heart. Please make my dreams all real. Oh, don't you know? Don't you know I really love you so?
Welcome back. We started that last set off with Jason Lytle from Granddaddy, Get Up and Go.
Yeah. You never saw Granddaddy, did you?
No. I saw Jason Lytle open for Nico Case.
How was it?
Good. It was really good. Cool. It was about what I imagined Granddaddy would have been like, so, you know.
Was this show in Kansas City?
Yeah, it was at the Uptown.
Cool. And then in the middle there, I played a Dion song, Can't We Be Sweethearts. That one was
good
for
shit.
You.
Thank you.
Sure.
And then I followed that up with Joan Jett, Make Believe.
She's on my list, man. I've never seen her live. How about you?
Nope, me neither. Hey, what was the deal with that picture of you and Fat Mike?
Okay, I'll tell you the story. It's so I just was the merch guy for our friend Josh's band, the anniversary, just did a little reunion tour, and I did their merch for them, and they played Riot Fest in Chicago. This was back in September, and there was a whole area, like bar and dining area, where bands and crew could eat, and I had a feeling Fat Mike was going to be there because NoFX was playing that weekend, but I didn't know if he's going to be there the day we were, but I was like, if he's there, I want to get my picture with him, just because I've been a NoFX fan for a long time. like all the stuff Fat is putting out now. They're putting out a lot of good stuff, including Mean Jeans. We'll get to that in
a
minute.
You're really into all the stuff that Epitaph's putting out too, right?
But I love the old stuff. But hey, it's hard out there for a greaser like me. anyway. Fat Mike is eating dinner, and Josh is like, let's go talk to him. And I was like, dude, he's eating. Let's leave him alone. He's not the kind of guy you want to annoy, because he seems to be kind of, you know, a little temperamental or whatever. So after he's done eating, we walked up to him, and Josh was like, hey, I love the new Mean Jeans album. And he goes, yeah, it's probably because I played on it. And so they shot the shit for a second, and then I walked up, and he's like, this is my friend Matt, and he just kind of stared at me, and I was like, I had just read the NoFX book, which I don't know if you've read it, but it's actually really good and fucked up, and so I was like, yeah, I really like your book, and I think that kind of caught him off guard a little bit, and he goes, oh, what'd you think? And so we just talked for a second, and then I was like, I have to get my picture with you, and he was like, all right, and he reluctantly took it, and I was like, yes. So I,
man, that's a good one too, man. That's a good one to go on the list of like cool pictures of you with somebody.
Yeah, I got some other pretty cool ones. I got Nikki Six.
Yeah, that one's the one with you and Vince Neil's good.
Vince Neil. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I got any other good ones. I can't remember. You got any good ones?
I mean,
besides with me?
I don't know. I mean, I have a few. I mean, I've met some people, mostly like Royals players and stuff like. When I met Eric Hosmer on the street, that was pretty dope. The mayor, Sly James.
Oh, yeah. He's cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, stuff
like
that.
There's an old picture of Josh that we can't find of him and Tim Armstrong at a house party in Lawrence in, like, 1996.
Dope. That'd be cool.
Or 97 or something. Our friend Jen Tran has it. And if she's listening, I want her to send me and Josh a copy.
Man, you know what I need to do is hit up B-Face, because he had a picture many years ago of me from the night of the Parasite show covered in blood. It's him and me with our arms around each other, like smiling, and I'm covered in blood like Gigi Allen.
You want to tell that story when we come back from this break?
Nah.
Come on.
Not really.
All right.
All right.
Next time you see Benji in person, ask him about that story. All right. Yeah. Let's start it off. This is Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs. The song's called Gates of Hell. You ready?
Yep.
Implied, check and wide, I don't care.
I decided to play three songs all by myself, and the first one was Sam Coffey again from Toronto. Second, I decided to surprise you and play a song from your old band, The Breakups, who we used to go see all the time, me and my brother and all my friends before you and I became friends, but that was Cracking Up. That's from 1994.
Oh, man. Seems like a lifetime ago.
Those were good days.
Oh, man. Sure.
All right. And then we talked about Mean Jeans earlier. That was the first song off their latest album. The song's called Long Dumb Road. Album is called Tight New Dimension. That's on Fat Records. Hopefully they'll come through North Carolina sometime. I'd like to see them again.
Yeah, hopefully they'll come through KC again.
KC, whoop.
Whoop. All right.
All right. So I just played three, so I'm going to let you play your own set, whatever. Anything.
Well, I'm going to do an elephant set of some new things that have come out or been reissued. Okay. We have they're like a favorite of the show.
Yeah, we're talking about Elephant Records. Are they from Madrid?
Yes.
From Madrid? Okay. I can never remember the city.
Anyways, I got a couple of mellow ones, but that's all right. We're going to start it off with the band is Niza, and the song is A Contrôlage.
Ooh, okay.
See you. cayó ayer, hoy es tan feo como son las notas y el fervor del electro al disco y del disco al no del sol. Hay que ver cómo mi amor se desvanece en el colchón. No me viene a la memoria cuando pudo ser peor. No me mires, déjalo, necesito una razón. Un prodigio, un analgésico, una voz. Esta noche Blossom canta para mí y me lleva de la mano hasta París. Desde Verbia hasta Fontana y Bafolí. Esta noche Blossom canta para mí. Esta noche Nina canta para mí y hace que por un momento sea feliz. Desde Colpix hasta Philips sin dormir. Esta noche Nina canta para mí. Como una cerveza sin alcohol, no está mal pero requiere empeño. Como el tan del auto bronceado, se parece al verdadero pero no. Así es mi vida hoy por hoy, casi casi lo mejor. Pero siempre es casi casi, nunca llega a lo mejor. No me mires, déjalo, necesito una razón. Un portento, un ansiolítico, una voz. Esta noche Blossom canta para mí y me lleva de la mano hasta París. Desde Verbia hasta Fontana y Tafolí. Esta noche Blossom canta para mí. Esta noche Nina canta para mí y hace que por un momento sea feliz. Desde Colpix hasta Philips sin dormir. Esta noche Nina canta para mí y me hace ser fuerte durante las noches de invierno. Y me dan calor y electricidad y resolución. Ahora puedo enfrentar esta ansiedad que me empuja al mar, que me quita el sol, que me hiere y me mata y me hace pensar que todo acabó, que esto es el final y que muere por verme llorar. Sé que muere por verme llorar. Nina canta para mí. Esta noche Kirsty canta para mí. Esta noche solo canta para mí. Esta noche Karen canta para mí. Esta noche Dusty canta para mí. Esta noche Astrid canta para mí. Esta noche solo cantan para mí.
All right, welcome back again. We started that set off, Elephant Records, rather. We started off with Niza, A Contra Luz. We followed it with The Yearning, Fools Fall in Love, off of their new album. Mm-hmm. And then we ended there with La Casa Azul, Esta Noche Solo Cantan Para Mí. Oh,
wow.
That's off of their album, La Revolución Sexual, and there was I don't know how you say it, however,
pretty close
Spanish. But anyways, they just did a reissue, and that was the first album I ever got in 2007 that got me like really into all that stuff. So
nice,
kind of hey, cool.
Then you started collecting all those tapes.
I got all y'all's tapes.
All right, we've been talking about doing a Statler Brothers tribute show for a while now. We're going to get to it at some point, but we thought it'd be fun to each play a couple Statler Brothers songs. You want to do that?
Yeah, totally.
One of my favorites. Their Christmas album is one of the greatest Christmas albums ever.
It was probably stuck in the tape player for a month before Christmas every year, huh?
Pretty much. All y'all's tapes. All right, so let's start it off with, I'll play the first one, All I Have to Offer You Is Me. You ready?
Yep.
I really like the Conway Twitty version of this, too. I got all his tapes, too.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. You'll be living in a world where roses hardly is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on the hills with crystal chandeliers, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything it's what you want while you're still free. The only goal I have for you is in this wedding band, and all I have to offer you is me. Selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair, Harvey runs a grocery store, and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears, and Charlotte's on the make, and Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess, Frank works at the mill, Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research, and Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams, but we all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds. Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 has dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware, Randy's on an insane ward, Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford, Joe took Freddie's wife, Charlotte took a millionaire, and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams, but living life day to day is never like it seems. Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 has dreams. Oh, the class of 57 has dreams.
She was called the Scarlet Woman by the people who would go to church but left me in the streets. And with no parents of my own, I never had a home, and an 18-year-old boy has got to eat. She found me outside one Sunday morning, begging money from a man I didn't know. And wiped away my childhood. A woman of the streets, this lady Rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. Who was spoken to in town by very few. She managed a late evening business like most of the town wished they could do. And I learned all the things that a man should know from a woman not approved of, I suppose. But she died knowing that I really loved her. Off life's bramble bush, I picked a rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I'll understand.
Ooh. I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven, and the words she said were these.
She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?"
said he really missed the family and being home on Christmas Day. And he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall.
Managed to get through a whole episode without even talking about the election once.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's you don't have to go too in depth, but we had a little election here in the United States last month. What'd you think of it?
Oh, it's rough, man. I'm really worried. And I mean, it's like watching him build his cabinet is horrifying. Yeah. and just I don't know what's gonna happen, but I know one thing: at least I can't blame Hillary Clinton anymore.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens. He's kind of been praising Obama the last day or two, though, which I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, but that's the thing: he's so two-faced, though, man. He will straight up do that, though. He will fuck you and shake your hand, and I mean that's the kind of person he is. I mean, he's using Obama the same way Obama's using him. Obama is like playing cool and like taking it chill and not saying anything real bad, because he wants to make sure his legacy is protected as much as he can. So he doesn't want to, like, bash this dude. All right, but whatever. Let's just play the Ramones and talk about that some other time.
All right. You going to be all right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I got all y'all's.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with. Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with you. I wear a Santa and hit the sleigh and tell her why is it always this way. Always this way. Where is